Unit 3. Making apologies. 1. Ready. Section A. Directions. Listen to a short passage once and fill in the blanks with the words that you've heard.
Dear Kevin, I'm looking forward to your visit to my city. Having been writing to each other all these years, we finally have the chance to meet each other. Unfortunately, I have to apologize to you that I may not be able to pick you up at the airport on time when you arrive. I was just informed today that there will be an important business meeting that day from 8:30 to 9:30. It is a board meeting and I cannot be absent from it. Therefore, I will probably be 45 minutes late. So please wait for me in the arrival lounge and I will go there as soon as the meeting is finished. Looking forward to our first meeting.
2. Steady. Vocabulary.
Postcard.
Fillet steak.
Put across.
Partner.
Bowling.
Strike.
Pin.
Genuinely.
Deliberately.
Make or break. Section A. Directions. In this part, you will hear 5 questions twice. After each question, there is a pause. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. 1. Do you have any rooms free? Do you have any rooms free?
Two, would you like to go to the dance with me tonight? Would you like to go to the dance with me tonight?
Three, I hope you will spend Christmas with us. We'll eat dinner together on Christmas Eve. I hope you will spend Christmas with us. We'll eat dinner together on Christmas Eve.
4. Sorry to trouble you, but is there any possibility of borrowing a blanket? I feel cold. Sorry to trouble you, but is there any possibility of borrowing a blanket? I feel cold.
5. Could I have a fillet steak? Could I have a fillet steak? 2. Directions. In this part, you will hear 5 short dialogues. After each dialogue, there is a question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken twice. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. 1. I need a new pair of shoes, but I can't afford them.
Oh, my brother has a pair that he doesn't wear because they're too big.
Question. What does the woman mean? I need a new pair of shoes, but I can't afford them.
Oh, my brother has a pair that he doesn't wear because they're too big.
Question. What does the woman mean? Two. Excuse me, could you tell me how I can get to San Francisco?
Catch the 11:13 flight.
Question. How is the man traveling to San Francisco? Excuse me, Could you tell me how I can get to San Francisco?
Catch the 11:13 flight.
Question. How is the man traveling to San Francisco? Three. Sorry to make you spend such a long time typing this letter for me.
It's no problem.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Sorry to make you spend such a long time typing this letter for me.
It's no problem.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Four. When can I go home?
Not this week, I'm afraid. You have to finish taking the medicine first.
Question. Who is the woman? When can I go home?
Not this week, I'm afraid. You have to finish taking the medicine first.
Question. Who is the woman? Five. Let's start making plans for our winter vacation.
I'm terribly sorry, but I don't get my vacation until July.
Question. When did the conversation probably take place? Let's start making plans for our winter vacation.
I'm terribly sorry, but I don't get my vacation until July.
Question. When did the conversation probably take place? Section C. Directions. In this part, you will hear a short passage with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read three times. During the second reading, you are required to fill in the blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. There are some things that you need to know to put across your apology in the best possible way. Sorry is just one word, but it can make or break your relationship. Say it with flowers or a gift or anything that your partner loves. If she loves dancing, take her out for a slow dance and say you are sorry while she is dancing in your arms. If he loves bowling, go out for a game together and tell him when he has finished striking all pins. Never start arguing as to who started the fight. Make sure you are genuinely sorry for your mistakes. Value your partner. Learn to respect his or her feelings, and don't do things to hurt him or her deliberately. There are some things that you need to know to put across your apology in the best possible way. Sorry is just one word, but it can make or break your relationship. Say it with flowers or a gift or anything that your partner loves. If she loves dancing, take her out for a slow dance and say you are sorry while she is dancing in your arms. If he loves bowling, go out for a game together and tell him when he has finished striking all pins. Never start arguing as to who started the fight. Make sure you are genuinely sorry for your mistakes. Value your partner. Learn to respect his or her feelings, and don't do things to hurt him or her deliberately. There are some things that you need to know to put across your apology in the best possible way. Sorry is just one word, but it can make or break your relationship. Say it with flowers or a gift or anything that your partner loves. If she loves dancing, take her out for a slow dance and say you are sorry while she's dancing in your arms. If he loves bowling, go out for a game together and tell him when he has finished striking all pins. Never start arguing as to who started the fight. Make sure you are genuinely sorry for your mistakes. Value your partner. Learn to respect his or her feelings, and don't do things to hurt him or her deliberately.